First Baptist Church of Athens offers daily devotions for the Lenten journey. This is Holy Week, the final week of Lent as we journey toward the cross. The devotions for this week are focused on scripture texts related to the events in Jesus' final week. We offer these reflections to guide you as you continue your journey in Lent, moving closer to the cross. The devotion today for day 37 of our Lenten journey is based on Mark 14, verses 1 through 9, The Anointing at Bethany, and is given by Tom Granham. Let the music prepare you for the reading and hearing of Scripture.
It was 2 days before the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread. The chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. For they said, "Not during the festival, or there may be a riot among the people." While he was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment of nard. And she broke open the jar and poured the ointment on his head. But some were there who said to one another in anger, "Why was the ointment wasted in this way? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii, and the money given to the poor." And they scolded her. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has performed a good service for me. For you always have the poor with you, and you can show kindness to them whenever you wish, but you'll not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for its burial. Truly I tell you, wherever the good news is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her."
This scripture is known as the Anointing at Bethany. A reporter might ask 4 questions: who, what, when, and where. We'll start with where. We're in Bethany, a town located on the southeastern slope of the Mount of Olives, less than 2 miles from Jerusalem. The town where John the Baptist was interrogated by the Pharisees, where Lazarus was raised from the dead, near where Jesus began the Palm Sunday entrance into Jerusalem, and now where Jesus is lodging during what we would call Holy Week. Mark tells us we're at the home of Simon the leper. When? There's not exact consensus among the Gospels, but based on the Gospel of Mark, we're at dinner, 2 days before Passover or the Feast of Unleavened Bread. We're about halfway through Holy Week. We've observed the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Jesus has cleared the temple, and now Jesus and the disciples are preparing for Passover. Who? Well, of course, there's Jesus. We're at the home of Simon the leper, our host, who is a former leper, now healed. Others are present, perhaps both disciples and others who are not considered disciples, and an unnamed woman. When some of the others became angry because of what they considered a waste of expensive ointment, Jesus says of the woman, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has performed a good service for me. For you always have the poor with you, and you can show kindness to them whenever you wish, but you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for its burial." Truly, I tell you, wherever the good news is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her. Ironically, this woman, whose deed will be told in remembrance where the good news is proclaimed in the world, she is not even named. Finally, what? This unnamed woman came with an alabaster jar of a very costly ointment, broke open the jar, and poured the ointment on Jesus' head. Some of the others, which I assume include his disciples, were angry, and they criticized the woman for wasting the expensive ointment, saying that the ointment could have been sold and the money given to the poor. To be honest, I probably would have been one of those complaining about the waste. I'm sure many of us have heard church committee discussions that bordered on arguments about how to spend the limited church budget. And to think this ointment might have been worth a year's salary for a laborer. The hymn poet Brian Wren wrote a text about the neglected women of the Bible. The opening stanza tells us about this unknown woman, whom he refers to as a prophet woman. A prophet woman broke a jar by love's divine appointing. With rare perfume she filled the room, presiding and anointing. A prophet woman broke a jar, the sneers of scorn defying. With rare perfume she filled the room, preparing Christ for dying. In the 21st century, we might not appreciate the role of anointing and the use of perfumes nearly as much. You might Google anointing in the Bible and find at least 27 references in both the Old and New Testaments. For some of us, we were expected to memorize Psalm 23 as children. We said of the Lord, the shepherd, "Thou anointest my head with oil." And perfume had two purposes. One was to cover up smells, so important in a time before personal hygiene as we know it today. The other was to prepare bodies for burial. Do you remember We Three Kings of Orient Are? Although not directly from Scripture, tradition suggests there were three kings, each of whom brought a present to the newborn Christ, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The third king sings about myrrh, telling us, "Myrrh is mine. Its bitter perfume breathes a life of gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone-cold tomb." So we might see the unknown woman using this expensive ointment on Jesus' head as preparing his body for his upcoming death and burial. But now let's return to the good news of the final stanza of We Three Kings, because we do know what's coming at the end of Holy Week. "Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, sounds through the earth and skies." Let us pray. Journey with us, O Holy God, as we continue our way to the cross. Sharpen our focus, that our attention may center more on you than ourselves. Lead us through the shadows of darkness and prepare our hearts that we might be a people of prayer, ready to perceive and respond to your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.